Hi everyone, my name is Mark and I'm an educational researcher. Today I'm going to talk to you about a recent project I ran with secondary school students, which involved using online reading comprehension tests. The main idea was to get students to time themselves reading various texts so we could figure out their current reading habits and help them improve. When we first set up the project, we considered focusing on vocabulary growth, as that's always a useful metric. However, we eventually decided that our primary goal was to help students establish their baseline speed. That's the vital starting point before any specific reading training can begin.
To conduct the online tests, we had to think about the hardware. We considered letting them use their own smartphones, but the screens are simply too small for long reading sessions. We also thought about the school's desktop computers, but they can be a bit outdated. So we eventually settled on a tablet for every student to ensure consistency and comfort.
When it came to the actual reading material for the tests, I initially wanted to use historical articles, thinking it would tie in nicely with their history classes. However, we took a vote, and the vast majority of the students preferred science fiction, so we went with that to keep them engaged and motivated.
Finding the right environment for the testing was also crucial. We needed a quiet place for them to time themselves. The standard classrooms can get quite noisy, and I really didn't want them doing it at home where there are far too many distractions, like the TV or siblings. Ultimately, we booked the school library for all the testing sessions, which worked out perfectly.
During the study, we looked at various environmental factors that might affect how fast they read. We fully expected background noise from the corridor to be the biggest issue, but surprisingly, it was actually the lighting in the room that made the most significant difference to their reading rates. If it was too dim or too harsh, their speed dropped noticeably.
Of course, reading fast is completely pointless if you don't understand a word of what you're reading. To check this, we used multiple choice questions at the end of each text. So while they were timing themselves, we weren't just measuring speed, we were actually more interested in their accuracy. That's the true measure of reading comprehension. Once the students had completed this initial online assessment to gauge their baseline, we wanted to give them a small reward. We thought about giving them a book token, but our budget was a bit tight, so instead we handed out a certificate to acknowledge their hard work and effort.
To help them improve their speed over the following weeks, we didn't just tell them to read more. We had them practice specific exercises on the software. The most effective one focused on training their eye movements to take in whole blocks of text at once, rather than reading word by word.
We originally planned for the experiment to run for a full term, which is normally about 12 weeks here. But because of some unexpected school holidays and scheduling conflicts, the whole project ended up lasting for exactly 10 weeks. Still, we gathered plenty of useful data.
Now that the study is over, we are looking at how to share our findings with other educators. We will definitely write a report for the school website, but our main goal is to present the data at a national conference next spring. It's a great opportunity to show how online tests can boost reading skills.